The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little or no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm Todd Wilkerson, and sometimes for fun, I lose a lot of weight and then find a huge, strong raccoon. And I leap on his back, naked, and go for a fun raccoon ride through the woods. You should try it. You get to see the world from a raccoon's perspective. It's not easy losing the weight, but trust me, it's totally worth it. And now, Eric Metaxas.
What do you say? What do you say?
What do you say?
Pray for Todd. Hey, a lot of exciting stuff. Folks, seriously, like the biggest news right now for us, in a couple of minutes, we have the great Shannon Bream of Fox News on here talking about her new book, Stunning Woman of Profound Faith. She's a friend, so I tease her a lot because she's just the best. But she's a profound woman of faith.
Yes.
Like, she's so solid in her faith. But we have her coming up. But the biggest news, Alvin,
I know,
is this Friday. TBN Network launches this as a TV show on TBN. And we walk in today, and the folks at TBN are so good to us, we know we don't deserve this treatment. There are balloons here.
That's right.
There was, I'm not making this up, a woman from the street who has a mango cart. They brought the cart up here with all the fresh mangoes.
Yep.
And this lovely woman, Mauricia, prepares them in this like special way with hot sauce and stuff. And it's like it's a celebration.
It is.
It's a festival.
It's terrific.
We are so excited that this Friday at 6 o'clock this show debuts. They've created an animated opening that blows my mind. It's just incredible.
It does.
6 o'clock, you got to look. TBN.org will tell you the channel that it's on, but don't miss it. But actually, even better, if you don't mind my saying so, on Thursday, TBN has a show called Praise. And Matt and Lori Crouch host it. This Thursday, I'm their guest on TBN. That's one of the most fun interviews I've ever done.
Yeah.
Don't miss it. Like, please check it out. TBN.org. It'll tell you the channel. But that's this Thursday evening. I think it's 8 or 9 o'clock this Thursday. Check that out. But the show, finally, we've talked about it forever. They built the studio. So the half-hour show begins 6 p.m. this Friday. And my first guest is a surprise. Okay, so
even to him.
Yeah, even to him, that's right. And or she, her.
Could be.
All right, so big news. Okay, so we have Shannon Bream in a couple of minutes, who's amazing. Pam Tebow, the second part of her story is today. We also, this week, how do we do this? We have N.T. Wright on. For two shows, N.T. Wright, one of the greatest New Testament scholars, probably the best alive today.
Yeah, yeah, and you play Stump the Theologian.
Oh, yes, I do.
Beautiful.
He never even heard of Noah. Come on.
Come on.
Okay, Stephen Curtis Chapman, incredible interview with him. Larry Taunton.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, John Zmirak. But we have to focus before the lovely Shannon Bream comes in. And today she's wearing red. I thought she was going to wear blue. I got all dressed up for her.
You look fabulous,
and,
by
and
the way.
She's wearing red. I don't know what to tell you. But she it's like a Dancing with the Stars costume. Like, it's a very nice dress. And but she'll be here in a minute. She's in the other room. But I got to say, we have to hit our campaign for Angel Tree. I've talked about this. One of the greatest things you could do, I mean, if you know the story, right? Kids of prisoners have a very high rate of going to prison themselves. So if you want to invest in the future, you need to take that seriously. What can we do to specifically target the children of incarcerated men and women? Well, Angel Tree does it. It's Prison Fellowship is ultimately the organization. I used to work for Prison Fellowship. Chuck Colson, my hero, who's in my book, Seven Men, he started Prison Fellowship. And they came up with this idea to reach out to the children of prisoners. And they do this amazing thing at Christmas. We've talked about that on this program. But in the summer, somebody came up with this idea, said, why don't we start something called Angel Tree Camp? And at Angel Tree Camp, we could take kids out of these environments, wherever they are, usually in the cities, not so great, and send them to a wonderful summer camp, a Christian summer camp where they hear about the love of God. They're surrounded by people who love them. And they get to do stuff that they never get to do, canoeing and fishing. And one kid was talking about petting a chicken and archery and all this great stuff. Yeah. But it depends on folks like you to help out. So they came to us and they said, Eric, will you ask your audience, anybody who gives $200, that sends a kid to camp. Okay. Now, lots of people can't give $200. But we want you to give what you can. I always say that if everybody would participate, if you can give $10, if you can give $20, some people can give $50, $100, some people can give a lot of money.
Yeah.
This is an investment. It's as solid an investment as I can think of in the future, because what you want is to catch these kids before they are irrevocably turned into a life that will cause them harm, that will end them in the worst environment, prison. This is one way we can do something about it. And I have to say, you know, I talk about, in my book, If You Can Keep It, about the importance of virtue in the Republic. In other words, self-government and this kind of model that we have, which is the greatest in the world, only works if people, not government, if people privately do things like this. If you want the country to flourish, if you want people to be able to be self-governing, if you want people to understand that I have to be virtuous, this is the kind of thing exactly that we need. So I wish we had billions of dollars to invest in this kind of a thing. It's a private thing. It's not the government. Let's hear from Alex. Okay. Alex is a young kid who has gone to an Angel Tree camp. Let's play that clip.
I'm Alex. I'm 10 and we're going to go do some football training with Angel Tree.
Children who grow up without a father are 5 times more likely to live in poverty. They're 9 times more likely to drop out of school and 20 times more likely to end up in prison.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
20 times more likely to end up in prison. 20 times. That's 2,000% more likely to end up in prison. So, folks, anything you can do, I wanna ask you, we're not really giving away much. If you give $100, for every $100, if you give $300, for every $100, we will give you a free subscription to Metaxas Super. That is commercial-free podcasting. If you don't like listening to commercials, you can get commercial-free podcasting if you give $100. Now, to sign up for it, it's almost that anyway. So here you're doing a good thing, and we give it to you for free. If you give $200, you send a kid to camp for a week, and you get 2 subscriptions to Metaxas Super. And also, got to say it, anybody who gives $500, I mean, that's like if you even gather it together, your family does five, or maybe the classroom. Maybe a classroom says, we want to send a kid to camp. And we want to raise $500. That's going to send 2.5 kids to camp. Every $500 means you get a studio visit. So the whole class can come and visit us here in the studio. We do that. We love it when people visit. And I always say this, too, that there are folks out there who they have money and they want to invest it wisely. They want to give it away wisely. Well, I would ask you to give it to this Angel Tree Camp program. It is just spectacular. You can't imagine what it means to these kids to spend a week in an environment like this where people love them with the love of God and where they just experience something they've never experienced. This is life-changing for these kids. We hear this all the time. You go to MetaxasTalk.com. That's where you go. And you can even see how many people have given. And our goal is 130 kids. So far, we just checked. We've sent 46 kids to camp. 46. We're a long way from the goal. We need your help. Anybody who can give $1,000 or more, obviously $1,000 sends 5 kids to camp. We are asking you to do that. The phone number, if you want to call, it's 888-206-2793, 888-206-2793, or just go to MetaxasTalk.com. We'll be right back with Shannon Bream before we come back with the great, wonderful, sweet, brilliant, beautiful Shannon Bream, who's written an amazing book. We'd love you to go to MetaxasTalk.com and do this, or call 888-206-2793. 888-206-2793. We really do need your help. God bless you.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. Everyone's talking about Better Together, the exciting new talk show by women and for women, airing daily on TBN Television Network. Join host Lori Crouch and some awesome women of faith in action. Better Together is a fast-moving 30 minutes of honest, engaging conversation about all sorts of issues. No topic is off limits. That's what Better Together is all about, living, loving, and growing in God's grace together as friends and family. Join in weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific for Better Together, exclusively on TBN.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free, no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Are you overwhelmed, unable to think clearly or sleep well at night? Or just trudging through each day but not really enjoying your life? I'm a counselor with Faithful Counseling. And that feeling of distress can sometimes be because you're wrestling with a problem that seems too big or too impossible to overcome. Other times, people are consumed by a past hurt. I'm part of a network of Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who share your faith. We want to give you a free week so you can try us out. You can begin a conversation with one of us by text or phone, even video conferencing today. Are you ready to shake this off and begin enjoying your life? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you'll not pay a dime. Go to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's so easy to get started and your first week is free. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com.
Story of my life, I'm telling you. Hey, sometimes on this program, we get to have real fun. Today, I always pray that God will use me. And every now and again, you know, I see something, a diamond in the rough. I want to pluck it from obscurity and introduce it to the world. I met someone rough around the edges, uncomfortable, in front of the camera, and I said, I know that with a little help from yours truly, she could be a success. And she's here today, my friend Shannon Bream. Shannon, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm in progress, so I'll do the best with where you've gotten me to this point.
It's incredible. And by the way, this show will make you a star. You're gonna go to restaurants, and people will say, aren't you? Mm-hmm. Trust me, after
it's
today, it's going to blow up.
Okay.
And you know what? This is on me. I'm happy to do it for you.
Can I ever repay the favor?
You can try, and I hope you will. Mm-hmm. But no, the answer is no.
I'll spend the rest of my life trying, though.
Shannon, because we're friends, I like to tease my friends. It's my love language, and you already knew that. I am so excited because, no joke, you have not written a book before. No. I've heard parts of your story, mm-hmm. and I had the privilege of reading your book, which comes out tomorrow.
May 14th.
And look, we have a camera, and I can show it to the camera. Doesn't that look a lot like Shannon Bream?
A little bit.
Isn't it? But you're wearing blue. Today you're wearing red.
I'm trying to be blue. Bipartisan.
Well, let me tell you, I read the book, and there's a blurb on the back.
Yeah, I hope you did.
I say, and that's going to sell. That's going to move product for you.
I thought people go down there, wait, Eric Metaxas likes this book?
So, but I want to say that when I read the book, I was in many instances really surprised. Your story is an amazing story. I didn't expect it to be an amazing story because you look like your life is perfect. Mm. You're brilliant. You're pretty. You have a TV show. And when I read the book, I thought, holy cow, nobody knows your story. Mm-hmm. You and your husband, who's sitting right over there and who will punch me if I say something, if I go too far. That's why I wanted him here.
He's my bodyguard. He's
as
muscles.
A guardrail, you know, in case I decide to go too far. But you've really struggled, and I'm thrilled. I don't know who convinced you. Here's my first question. Who convinced you finally to write your story?
You know, I had written a few things that I would post on Facebook or on Twitter, little stories about things that had happened. And they kind of came to the attention of a publisher and a book agent at my agency that represents me for television. And she said, you really should write a book. And I thought, people like Eric Metaxas, those are people who write books.
Right.
You know, the brilliant Bonhoeffer tome, wildly successful. And I thought, I don't know how to write a book. And they said, just tell these little stories.
Yeah.
And people can relate to them because we've all been there, and we'll put it together in a book.
Well, I mean, I think your choice, you know, to write it like at a fourth grade level was smart because, just kidding. No, you have, I mean, think of this, okay? I write stories about amazing people. Mm-hmm. You wrote a story about yourself, and the story of your life is amazing. So it's titled Finding the Bright Side. Obviously, it means that you had to look, that there were times in your life where you suffered. So I kind of wanted to introduce my audience to the Shannon Bream that they don't see on Fox News. Mm-hmm. So let's start at the beginning. Where were you born?
Sanford, Florida, just outside of Orlando, which may explain my obsession with Disney World. I love it. I love it. Born and raised. My mom actually went there when she was super pregnant with me. The park hadn't opened yet, but they were letting local residents come do these tours.
You're kidding.
Yes. And so it was a huge part of my childhood going there.
Wow.
I know. I'm addicted.
That's amazing. Well, you come across on TV. What I find funny when Suzanne and I watch you, we laugh just because you really do. You have this very sunny, perky. Can I say perky?
I love it.
Perky.
I've been
perky.
Called worse things. Trust me.
Spunky. No,
sure.
Perky.
Punky
but you have this very, you know, positive, sunny disposition. And I know that that's real. But I do know that you and Sheldon, you've gone through some incredibly tough stuff. And you talk about it in the book, which is why I found it so moving. But so I want to get to that. But let's go with the story here. So you're born in Florida. You're raised in Florida.
Born and raised. Yep. Seventh generation Floridian.
What?
Yeah. My dad was always so proud of that. He's passed away. But he loved that we had such deep roots there.
I never thought that anyone... Mm-hmm. could be seventh generation Floridian. Mm-hmm. How many years, like what year are we talking about?
I don't know. I'm not good at math, which is why I went to law school.
Yeah, you're not that bright. I forgot to tell my audience.
But it goes back to Thomas Lawrence Patrick, who was a family member who came over from Ireland and settled eventually in northern Florida. And that's where the roots of my family are.
But seriously, that's amazing. Nobody's seventh generation Florida.
I know.
You're not Seminole Indian?
I am not any Native American. Okay. I don't know. I haven't done the DNA test, but I don't. Not that I know of.
Right. You know what? You probably are like 2 or 3% Elizabeth Warren. It's possible.
I might be.
You should look into it.
What if I do 23andMe and find out she and I are related? Like we're long distant relatives.
Yeah. Don't do it.
It could be.
I never say this to my audience, but somebody pointed out to me like 2 weeks ago. Like if you do 23andMe and all that stuff, someone has your information.
Oh, kind of creepy.
It's really creepy. So I'm here to tell my audience, don't do that.
But they're a sponsor of your show.
No, they're not. No.
Not anymore.
Mike Lindell.
Love him.
Is a sponsor of the show, MyPillow.com. But you have to put in the code ERIC or Metaxas or you don't get the huge Metaxas show discount. Very important.
Can people spell that?
They can spell ERIC, I hope, E-R-I-C. But no, seriously. So you really have roots in Florida. And did you go to college in Florida?
I went away to college at Liberty University in Virginia.
That is one of my favorite places.
They love you.
I love them.
Yeah, I love
How's
it too.
How's that?
I love it. It's great. In fact, I just spent the weekend there for commencement. It was beautiful. That university is such a part of my life because you go there to get an education, but really you know what you're getting is professors and fellow students who share your faith, most of them. So it's a really great place to dig deeper, get deeper roots in your faith, really ask tough questions, which I think you do a lot at that age in college.
Yeah.
And be surrounded by people who have answers.
Well, that's a huge, people know, I mean, I talk about this all the time. That's a huge thing. And to be able to say with confidence that at Liberty you get that. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of Christian colleges I would not say that of. I won't mention names, but it's tough. Mm-hmm. So, okay, did you meet anyone special while you were at Liberty University?
I might have. I did. In fact, my senior year, I met a gentleman named Sheldon.
Sheldon?
Yes.
What a coincidence, because that guy's named Sheldon.
Same name as my current husband.
Interesting, yeah.
So,
interesting.
We met there. Now, we were both dating other people. So I'm not going to lie about that. So we were friends for a while. And then I broke up with a not so marriage material boyfriend. Discovered that the hard way. And I went to my friend who lived a few doors down from Sheldon and said, do not tell this guy I'm asking about him. But is he dating anyone? What's going on?
You noticed him?
Oh, yes. We had met. We had a friend who kept trying to get us together.
So
but we
you
were dating
had noticed
other
him to the point where you're asking your friend about him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
So... she immediately runs down and says, guess who's asking about you? Violating all kinds of girl code.
Unbelievable. I hope she's behind bars now.
She's not. In fact, we ran into her a few years ago at church, and I was like, you're the reason we're married.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Okay, so you meet the tall, good-looking athlete. Mm-hmm. I'm just guessing like a lot of people were after him because he really was as tall as he is now, and he's quite tall, good-looking, the whole thing, and an athlete and whatever. So... when did you know? I mean, because I know you. You're a serious person. Mm-hmm. To ask about somebody like means you've done the research.
This is before the interwebs. So you couldn't really cyberstalk people and find out everything, like who they've dated and all this other kind of stuff, which I kind of like. I hate that the mystery is gone for a lot of people by the time they meet someone today.
I know.
But I'd done some little research on him. But here's the thing. He was a baseball player. And a few of the guys on the team had less than pristine reputations.
Right.
They like to have a good time. They're handsome. They're fun.
Right.
So I thought, I'm going to go out with this guy if he asks me. But this is going to be like no way I could fall in love with this guy. Not marriage material kind of situation. But free meal, have a good time, and, you know, move on.
Wow. So you really – it's kind of funny because I guess this confirms you are the gold digger that people say you are. Because people say a lot of mean stuff about you, and I just want to confirm it on this show.
That one's
it's true. It's true.
He was a college student, so tons of money in the bank.
Free meal from the athlete, and how did that go?
Well, so he asks me out eventually. There were some stops and starts there. He asked me out on this date. So we're going to a Christian concert. And he says, I'll make dinner for you first. You can come over to my place.
No way.
But then he says,
this guy?
Yes. And he says, he lived with a couple of other guys, great roommates. And he says, what time can you be there? And I'm like, what? Because I'm used to getting picked up. I'm like, no, you're going to come get me, right?
Yeah, but he's cooking for you. The rules change.
I know.
Change.
So sort of had a freak out because he's like, how can I be cooking for her and going to get her? So his roommate, Buck, nickname, great guy, he jumps in and says, I will keep the food going, whatever, you run over and go get her. So then I came over, had dinner there, and then we went off to a Steve Camp concert. Remember Steve Camp?
No.
Love him. You know him and love him. Yes.
No, because I was not...
That's true.
Yeah, or maybe I was. We don't need to go into this.
Well, you the Christian music scene back
Then. You know, I know you don't do a lot of media, but we have to go to a break right now. So don't worry. It's not a judgment on you.
Here?
It's not a judgment on you.
Okay.
We're just going to go to break. And when we come back, if all goes well, we will return with Shannon Bream, whose brand new book, Finding the Bright Side. Stick around.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. U.S. markets are getting slammed as the trade war between the U.S. and China escalates. Every one of the 30 companies that make up the Dow Jones Index is in negative territory. Oil prices are falling as well. The NASDAQ is down nearly 3%. President Trump meeting with the Prime Minister of Hungary in the Oval Office this hour. Swedish prosecutors say they're reopening a rape case against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, and will seek his extradition after he has served his 50-week prison term in Britain for jumping bail. The Supreme Court allowing consumers to pursue an antitrust lawsuit that claims Apple has unfairly monopolized the market for the sale of iPhone apps. Actress and singer Doris Day has died. She was 97. A look at stocks now. The Dow is off 579 points. The NASDAQ down 233. This is SRN News.
Donald Trump has declared war against the Federal Reserve. The winner will determine the outcome of the world's economy. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. Trump has called the Federal Reserve crazy, his number one enemy, and believes they've blown a massive asset bubble that their rising rates will pop. Trump knows he must beat the Fed to the punch before they cause another financial collapse. He'll do this by monetizing gold. His brilliant plan will cause the price of gold to double overnight. I lay it all out in my in-depth report, The Mar-a-Lago Accord. To get this report and a free copy of my best-selling book, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. The U.S. owns more gold than every nation in the world. Trump's about to use that gold to make America great again. Text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you have an IRA or 401k, you absolutely need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
In today's mobile world, a landline may be an unnecessary expense, but your home telephone number is important to you. You've had that same number for years. It's in the church directory, the doctor's office has it, old friends can find you in directory assistance. Now there's a solution. With OurOldNumber.com, you can get rid of your expensive landline, keep your home telephone number, and your friends and family can reach you wherever you are. Whether you're just out running errands or down south for the winter, you'll never miss an important call. Calls to your home phone number are answered by a personal greeting from you. The caller selects which person they wish to speak with, and the call is immediately forwarded to that person's cell phone. It's the perfect solution. There's no equipment to buy or long-term contracts. OurOldNumber.com even eliminates those annoying sales calls. It's so easy to sign up. Just go to OurOldNumber.com to learn more and get started. You'll be glad you did. That's OurOldNumber.com.
Folks, it's Eric Metaxas Show, and as I said in the earlier segment, sometimes I see a diamond in the rough, and I say, I'm the kingmaker, the rainmaker. I'm going to pluck that diamond out, and I'm going to make that person a star. That's what this show is about. Folks, you've never heard of her, you don't know, but you will hear from her. In fact, if this goes well, she might be on Fox News tonight at 11 p.m. Eastern time. If this goes well, Shannon, you're not nervous, are you?
I've come a long way under your tutelage.
Yes.
So I feel like
I'm making progress.
Well,
I mean, before we met, you know, people said, why are you bothering with her? She's got that mousy brown hair. She's frankly,
the hunch on my back.
She's homely.
Right.
What are you going to do with her? And I said, trust me. And look at you now. Come on.
It's like a regular Holly Golightly story.
it's unbelievable. Actually, it's a dark story. The movie's okay, but don't read the book. No, actually, the book is brilliant, but it's really dark. Mm-hmm. But we're talking about you. You have a book. I really am so proud of you. This is the story of your life, and it's amazing. And we're talking about when you met your husband, Sheldon. And it really is... I was moved by a lot in the book, so I want you to continue to tell the story. So you met, he cooked dinner for you. That's amazing.
I know. Is that just sort of like in the deck of cards, the tricks, like a, this is really going to work kind of thing? Because it was so sweet.
Even, you know what? There are certain things that even if you do them, like because somebody said that, like, it's a good thing to do, it's still a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it was really sweet. And he'd also made me a card. The next day was Valentine's Day, February 14th, which is, that's a tricky weekend to go on a first date, right? But he had made me a card, and in the card, I'm reading, it's very funny, and it said something about, like, I hope we can become great friends. And I was like, wait a minute, I read this wrong. I thought this wasn't just a friend cooking dinner for a friend. I thought it was something else. So I was very confused for a little bit there, because the card had a heart on it. It said something about Happy Valentine's Day, but it also said, let's be friends.
Yeah, even I'm confused. So
right.
Even now, for a moment there, I was asking the question, gosh, I wonder if it's going to work out. And then I realized, he's over there 25
yeah.
years later. Okay. So to me, it seems, and this is what I love, like both of you are so intentional. And so what happens? I mean, how long did it take before you knew?
You know what's funny? Because I think pretty early on, as soon as I saw who he really was on this date, I thought he was faking me out with the, you know, I go in and I'm looking through the music collection and they've got like the soundtrack to Little Mermaid and this stuff. I'm like, this is a total setup. There's no way these college baseball players are sitting here listening to these Disney soundtracks. But they really were that good.
And you
good,
love
these
Disney.
Guys. I do. I know. So I wasn't buying it first, but by the end of that day, because you drive an hour to the concert, we're at the concert, it's a Christian concert. So I'm like, oh, I hope at the end they do the thing where let's all join hands in prayer.
Right.
And they did. So we got to hold hands.
Oh, my gosh.
Which was, and most first dates, I don't even do that. I mean, come on.
Right.
But by the end of the date, then we had another hour driving back. So we had so much time to talk. And I was like, this is really a great guy.
Right.
So it didn't take too long. Now, he'll tell his side of the story. Says he went home that night and told his roommates we were going to get married. So, you know.
Oh, see, if I were a woman, I'd be crying right now.
He didn't tell me that right away.
No, but just for you to say that, like, that's...
Oh, it was very sweet.
Wow.
I think it was meant to be.
Oh, you think?
I do.
Yeah, you think. Okay, so... but there's a lot of stuff in this book where you went through some incredibly hard stuff that people don't know about. So tell us about that and what happened to Shell, as I call him. Because that's incredible. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's hard to believe that you went through this at such an early age.
Yeah, we were engaged, 24 years old, young, prime of life. You know, you're healthy, great. Like you said, he was a college athlete and on top of the world. He started to have trouble with his ear, with hearing and ringing in his ear. And so for quite a few weeks, maybe into the months, they were treating him with antibiotics and sort of, you know, is it an infection, that kind of thing. And so finally got to the point where there was no improvement. It was actually getting worse. And at one point, the doctor said, got to rule this thing out, but there's a chance it could be a brain tumor. And you're thinking at 24, like, well, it's not a brain tumor. It was a brain tumor. It only took a few days to get that diagnosis, and it just shocks you, and it kind of takes the wind out of your sails. I mean, there's just everything
well,
for, else
first
in
of all,
life.
A brain tumor, you don't know if it's benign or cancerous.
Right. We had so many questions because you get hit with that news, and we immediately start looking for a doctor, a good surgeon, to try to figure out. It was an acoustic neuroma, and so it grows around the hearing nerve, and it was about the size of a golf ball at that point by the
what?
Time we discovered it. Yeah, so it was just a lot of unknown and just feeling like nothing else matters. You know, you kind of shut down your whole life because it's then
now
just sort of pursuit.
You were newly married or you're engaged?
Engaged.
You're
at that
engaged,
point.
And you get hit with this.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so what happens?
So the first doctor we saw was not super experienced with this. And luckily, Sheldon had a cousin who was a physician at the time who said, you need to ask them how many times you've done this surgery. Really good specific questions for us to ask. So it took a while, but finally we found the man I think the Lord led us to in Gainesville, Florida, at the University of Florida Chan's Hospital there. He was one of the neurosurgeons who taught this thing all over the world. He'd done it hundreds of times, and he was really the world specialist on this, and he agreed to take Sheldon's case. So we started walking down that path, and the surgery is scheduled a couple weeks before the surgery, a few weeks before the surgery. His father suddenly goes into the hospital, passes away within a couple of weeks. So his family is reeling from that.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even believe you said that because I forgot. That is mind-blowing. Mm-hmm. You're newly engaged. You're kids. You're 24. You're facing what no one faces typically, a brain tumor that you have to have an operation, brain operation to do this. And in the middle of this, his father passes mm-hmm. away. I mean, wow.
Yeah. At that point, you're just sort of in survival mode. I mean, you're going one step at a time to the next thing that you have to get through. Obviously, our faith was at the core of everything, because I don't know where you go if you don't have that. And we had people who, through the grapevine, would hear about the thing and say, we're praying for you.
I said this in the intro, so you don't know this, but this is a woman of great faith. We're going to come back and hear how this all turned out. It's the Eric Metaxas Show, talking to Shannon Bream, the new book, Finding the Bright Side. Albin, I want to tell you about Relief Factor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I take it all the time.
I know you do.
A lot of people take it. Half the media are talking about it. But on this program, instead of me talking about it, how about if we could get somebody else to talk about it? Somebody, for example, named Finetta.
Oh.
Over the years, as I got older, I noticed pain in my hips, and it got worse and worse. Trying to walk upstairs, it was so miserable. That morning, I heard about Relief Factor. I ordered it right then. Within 3 weeks, I was free of pain.
That's what everybody says. You try it within three. If it's not helped you within 3 weeks, I wouldn't use it. But most people are helped by it. It's all natural botanicals. You could take it all day long. It's just not the kind of thing you have to worry about, like Advil or something. Well, you know, you don't want to take that stuff regularly. So go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. It has helped me. It has helped a ton of people. I highly recommend it. I beg my relatives to take it. Relieffactor.com.
Are you overwhelmed, unable to think clearly or sleep well at night? Or just trudging through each day, but not really enjoying your life? I'm a counselor with Faithful Counseling. And that feeling of distress can sometimes be because you're wrestling with a problem that seems too big or too impossible to overcome. Other times, people are consumed by a past hurt. I'm part of a network of Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who share your faith. We want to give you a free week so you can try us out. You can begin a conversation with one of us by text or phone, even video conferencing today. Are you ready to shake this off and begin enjoying your life? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you'll not pay a dime. Go to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's so easy to get started and your first week is free. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com.
Everyone's talking about Better Together, the exciting new talk show by women and for women airing daily on TBN Television Network. Join host Lori Crouch and some awesome women of faith in action. Better Together is a fast-moving 30 minutes of honest, engaging conversation about all sorts of issues. No topic is off limits. That's what Better Together is all about, living, loving, and growing in God's grace together as friends and family. Join in weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific for Better Together, exclusively on TBN.
Important bulletin regarding the secret tech stock that everyone is suddenly talking about. The tech stock is set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America. Donald Trump himself called what they're doing the eighth wonder of the world. And the company is collecting billions from the tech giants, including over $30 billion just from Apple, Nokia, and Microsoft. Yet here's the most intriguing part. This $3 stock trades under a secret name. Just go to OneStockRetirementNow.com to get the whole story.
Hi, this is Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist for the Oxford Club. Just for a moment, I'd like you to picture the perfect stock. No doubt it would have hundreds of billions in revenue, more than IBM, Facebook, and Google. It would probably be a leader in cutting-edge technology like smartphones and robotics. It would be on the verge of dozens of blockbuster announcements. But most of all, it would be ultra-cheap, trading at less than $3 a share. Now, it may seem crazy that such a stock exists, but it does. It's a cutting-edge tech company that has made deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars with Nokia, Microsoft, and Cisco, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. It's set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump even calls it the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of the stock. Why? Because it trades under a secret name. To find out why the secret $3 stock can help you retire, simply go to OneStockRetirement.com. That's OneStockRetirement.com.
If not for you, babe, I couldn't even find the door, and I couldn't even see the floor, and I'd be sad and blue. If not for you.
Hey there, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. And I have Shannon Bream. Do you understand? Shannon Bream is on my show. She's had me on her show, mm-hmm. her Big Fox show, and now I'm having her on my show. Now, listen, nobody makes me nervous because, like, I have people on here, but you like, you do this all the time. You're talking to people like Rudy Giuliani, who doesn't let you talk.
Okay, but listen, do you understand when I sent you my book? I was like, this is embarrassing. Eric has written all these New York Times bestsellers. Like, Bonhoeffer was one of my favorite books in my entire life. Yeah, so I was embarrassed to send you my book. I'm like, he's going to think this is so ridiculous. So, you know, turnabout is fair play, my friend.
Wow, she's even quoting Shakespeare. Don't you hate her?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Shannon. Oh, by the way, today is Monday. You're having me on your show tomorrow.
I'm so excited.
I can announce that tomorrow on the Shannon Bream Show. Eric Metaxas. Okay, so you're telling us about something I can't even imagine. So keep going. You are facing, like, the crisis of your life. You're engaged. You love this man. And we're talking brain tumor, death of his father. What happens?
Yeah, so finally we get to the moment where we're at the hospital and we're getting ready. Now, his mom has just lost her husband of, I believe, about 45 years at that point. And they take you in, and of course you have to sit down and sign all this paperwork, directives and living wills and all these other kinds of things. And at 24, you haven't thought about that too much. And even though we were prepared to get married a few months after that, I had no legal status in his life. So now I have to sit and watch his mom make all these difficult decisions, who's just lost her father. She's the one that has to sign everything, make all these decisions. And then we go into the surgery, which they say, we'll give you updates along the way. The nurse will call into the waiting room. We were 2 hours into it before they ever called. And it was because it took them that long to get into the skull to open, which my dad thought was hilarious because he wanted to make jokes about there being sawdust in there and how thick his skull was and the whole nine yards.
2 hours to
I wasn't
get into
laughing,
the skull.
Though.
See, you know, when people talk about stuff like that, I can't even believe, you know, I'm a simple person. The idea that we have the technology to you know, using horrible things like bone saws mm-hmm. and drills. This is mind-blowing mm-hmm. stuff. And so this is happening, and you're sitting there with Shell's mother.
Mm-hmm.
When did you hear how it went?
It was about 8 or 9 hours into it when they finally came to us and said...
Eight?
Yeah.
Or 9 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Not
exaggerating.
What did they tell you that was like normal?
We thought it'd be shorter than that, but we knew because the start was so lengthy that it would be a longer day. So the neurosurgeon, who's the most amazing man, he's recently passed away. Amazing. They say he'll see you. So you go out there. My dad is making these jokes with this world-class neurosurgeon who's just done 9 hours of brain surgery about sawdust falling out and what'd you find in there and the whole thing. Just nothing's registering with this doctor. He looks exhausted, very nice, but he says, listen, we think it's benign. We have to send off the pathology, so we'll let you know as soon as we know about that. But we think we got everything, and now we wait to see. There could be some complications, but he's doing well, and he made it through, and he'll be in ICU, and you may be able to peek on him for a few minutes. And we went from there. And to watch him over the next few days, I mean, you know, if you've been through something like this, He was in excruciating pain, and they told us for him to even form a thought or try to talk to you is going to be monumental. It's going to be really tough for him. He was so drugged up, and they said, listen, the first two or three days where we really watch for swelling, and that's where you have to be really careful.
Of course, yeah.
So that was, you know, the tough first few days where you're just watching this person you love so much and just, you know, I wanted to be there with him all the time, and they said, you can't. You know, he's in ICU, and he can't talk to you. He can't do anything else. I just wanted to be there. I didn't want him to wake up, and I wasn't there. That's what I was worried about.
Oh, my gosh. You are obviously praying during this time, and you are a woman of faith. And how did you deal with that in terms of your faith? Because really, I would say that without faith, this kind of stuff will just tear you apart.
Yeah. I don't know where people go. I really don't, because when you're so despondent and so fearful, if you don't have somewhere to turn and say, like, listen, I don't know how this is going to turn out, but this is clearly part of God's path and plan for Sheldon and for us. And I can rest in that even when things don't make sense. You know, you learn that at some point in your life, I think, if you're a believer. But I think to do it at a younger age, it was really just hit home. And it makes everything crystallize for you as far as your perspective on life and faith. And I'm glad that we had somewhere to go.
And I'm glad you wrote about it in this book. Okay, so what did happen?
So he did really well the first couple of days. They move him into a room, and I, even though his mom, who is a saint, kept saying, like, listen, we need to give him some space, leave him alone. One morning I got up early. It was the third day after surgery, and I was like, forget that. I'm going over there. So I sneak over, and it's really early in the morning, and I go sit by him, and he is still dark. The sun's starting to come up, and he said to me something I didn't understand, and I kept trying to listen, and he said, my face. And I thought, I'm not really sure what he's talking about, but because of the swelling after the surgery had swollen and crushed part of his facial nerve, he had complete paralysis on one side, as if you've had a stroke or Bell's palsy. And we knew that was an outside possibility. Somebody had told us about it somewhere along the line, but we just didn't factor it in. We thought, if he survives, who cares? Everything's great. So now he is dealing with something else completely, entirely. He survived the surgery, but now he's got serious paralysis, and we don't know if it's ever going to go away.
Facial paralysis as a result. I mean, this is crazy. As a result of the swelling,
yeah,
which is a result of the surgery.
Yeah.
So you had to remove the tumor. Now, did the tumor prove to be benign?
It was benign. So that was great news.
That's some good news.
That's the best news. But then you go into this very long recovery period. So he doesn't look the same. He doesn't feel the same. It's an excruciating recovery. I mean, it's, you know, painful, and he's lost all this weight, and he's got a shaved head and staples down his head, and now the paralysis that we weren't really expecting.
I mean, this is serious paralysis, facial paralysis.
Yeah.
Was he able to talk normally, or was that affected?
Even in the beginning, that was a little bit of a struggle, and you can't close your mouth to eat or around a straw. I mean, it's just overnight. It's a totally different world. He couldn't close his eye, so that they would have to tape his eye shut.
He couldn't close?
Because you're not blinking, so you're not protecting your eye. So he would have to tape his eye, and it just was a weird thing that we hadn't really thought through. So even though you're...
Who would dream of having to think this through?
You're excited that you survived, but now you have to look in the mirror, and you don't feel like the same person now.
And you're engaged. Mm-hmm. And how long through this, at what point do you get married in this process?
Well, I wasn't sure we were going to, because he fell into a deep depression that he would talk to you about openly, but he was there for a long time. And things that things that he loved, I mean, sports and friends and all these things, no excitement, not interested in anything. And I would bring up the wedding plans and say, are we still getting married? Are we going to do this? And, well, if you want to.
Whoa.
Kind of thing.
Okay, we'll be right back, folks. I'm talking to Shannon Bream. Finding the Bright Side is the name of the brand new book. Get a copy. I've read it. Heavenly bound, coming for to
carry me home. You're a do-it-yourselfer. You fix things around the house, take care of the yard, wash your car, and run your own business. But wow, when it comes to digital marketing and advertising, things aren't so do-it-yourself. Salem Surround can help. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at SalemSurround.com. SalemSurround.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. On a day when Wall Street has plunged significantly, what is President Trump's reaction?
Reaction is very simple. China has been taking advantage of the United States for many, many years. I'm not just talking about during the Obama administration. You can go back long before that.
The president singled out the agriculture sector to stress his intention to protect their interest against Chinese tariff retaliation.
Out of the billions of dollars that we're taking in, a small portion of that will be going to our farmers, because China will be retaliating probably to a certain extent against our farmers. We're going to take the highest year, the biggest purchase that China has ever made with our farmers, which is about $15 billion, and do something reciprocal to our farmers so our farmers can do well.
The president's remarks spoken this past hour during a meeting with Hungary's prime minister. The Dow is down 545 points. This is SRN News.
One's talking about Better Together, the exciting new talk show by women and for women airing daily on TBN Television Network. Join host Lori Crouch and some awesome women of faith in action. Better Together is a fast-moving 30 minutes of honest, engaging conversation about all sorts of issues. No topic is off limits. That's what Better Together is all about, living, loving, and growing in God's grace together as friends and family. Join in weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific for Better Together, exclusively on TBN.
Attention timeshare owners. Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list. Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. With rising costs, you probably wish you had a way to get out of that burdensome and expensive timeshare. Thankfully, we can help. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
If you change your mind, take a chance. I'm the first in line. Take a chance. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. That, of course, is Abba, which is biblical. Abba Father, that's the Aramaic. We're not going to go into that now. I'm talking to Shannon Bream. Shannon Bream, we are in the darkest place of your story. Actually, no, there's dark stuff ahead, but I cannot believe this. Your husband is deeply depressed. You're engaged. Suddenly, you're even wondering if you... I mean,
yeah,
it worked out pretty well eventually, didn't it?
Yeah, it was a tough time, and I think that... people need to know more about if you go through a big medical crisis, you can survive it, which is your only goal going in. But you can still have residual things that leave you in a really tough place,
yeah,
trying to get back to yourself,
yeah,
and feel better and,
yeah,
recover. So he had this paralysis, facial paralysis, and the doctor told us, if you don't see something coming back within a few months, it may not. So, you know, you're always thinking and wondering and looking. And I tell in the book about we were out to Pizza Hut buffet for lunch. It was a bargain. And we would go there sometimes for lunch. And I remember we were sitting there. And he's talking to me, and I think I see the corner of his mouth moving. And I'm like, don't say anything yet. I want to see. So again, he keeps talking, and I see something, and I get really excited now. And I'm digging through my purse trying to get out a compact mirror, and I said to him, I think I saw some movement, because they told us it would start there. I said, I think I saw it. And I give him the mirror. He looks. He sees a little bit of something. And we literally start jumping around in Pizza Hut like crazy people, because we're like, oh, my goodness. Like, it's going to happen. You're going to recover. This is the first glimmer of hope he's had in months. And we were getting married a few weeks after that. And so it was just such a happy moment to know that he was going to get better and feel like himself and look like himself again. And it took time. It took a long time. But it was finally that seed of hope to know there's a light at the end of this tunnel, and, you know.
Now, the recovery was never 100%.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty close.
It's close.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, oh, this, you know, to suffer like that at that age, to go through all that stuff, I imagine that it bonded the two of you, mm-hmm, in a way that can hardly be described. there's so much else to tell. I mean, in the book, you talk about you went to law school.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not just another pretty face. Mm-hmm. You're a legal mind. I like it whenever something happens at the Supreme Court on Fox News. I know they're going to you.
I'll be there.
And you know all about this stuff. You're a lawyer. You've got all this, the brain to do all that stuff. But the story of you, we're going to do other shows. So this is part one.
I made the cut.
It can be Shannon Bream Week on the Eric Metaxas Show.
I made the cut. He's
yes,
on TV.
Yes. Living the Bream. You have a podcast called Living
I
the
do,
Bream.
I do, and you've been on it.
Yes, I have.
It was so monumental, you've already forgotten
no,
about
I
it.
No, I haven't forgotten about it. And I'll be on again anytime you really need a guest. Seriously, though, your story from that point of getting into broadcasting and all that, there's more insanity.
Mm-hmm.
So we really don't have time to go into that now. But I just want to tell people in the following days, this week, we'll continue this conversation with you, Shannon. And I'm looking forward to it. I really do mean it when I say that. The book kind of blew my mind because you've been through stuff that nobody would know unless mm-hmm. they read the book. Mm-hmm. So that's why I said people are going to look at you differently after they've read this when they know your story. Because a lot of people are going through some of this stuff and they need mm-hmm. to know that their faith can get them through. If they don't have faith, get some. Shannon Bream, my friend, thank you for being my guest.
Thanks for having me.
General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.